Hi, welcome to the Trot's Talk podcast for this Wednesday, the 22nd of March. Simon Harrison with you. Amanda Rando, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon.
Well, first of all, let's take a look at this wonderful card of racing at Bathurst on Saturday night. The Gold Crown Carnival had the finals on, the two Group 1 finals. And we've got a couple of shorties in these finals, Amanda. First of all, in the Gold Tiara, My Sweet Chilli Filly for the Tritons has come up $1.60.
Yeah, and she's drawn barrier 10 as well. So the fields were all released yesterday afternoon. But the draw for these two main races were drawn at a special function at Bathurst on Monday night. But yeah, My Sweet Chilli Filly, drawn barrier 10, had a chat to Shane Tritton about it yesterday, and he's not bothered by that draw at all. He actually said that the horse she's following out, Our Chateau Lafitte, has a bit of gate speed in his opinion, and all his filly needs to do is just stay out of trouble. And what's scary and what Shane told me, Simon, was that he said, you know, we haven't seen the best of this filly yet, and she's unbeaten. And he said, you know, she's only been in about 80% fitness, just so he can, you know, get her right at the right time for this Saturday night. So be really interesting to see what she can produce. But it's not just a one horse race. The second favourite is Lady Chateau, who who's trained by Tim Butt and driven by Anthony Butt. And she was quite impressive winning her heat. She went 157.5 around Bathurst. And, yeah, she's about the $3 mark. And the rest of the other fillies are all in double-figure odds. So, yeah, certainly not a one-horse race, but the Tritton camp are very confident with My Sweet Chilli Filly.
Well, the Tritton camp would be pretty confident in the Gold Crown this year. They got a 25-1 on favourite, a Divine State at $1.04, and I think every other runner in double figures.
Yeah, so, yeah, spoke to Shane as well, obviously, about Divine State. So he's drawn out wide, barrier 8, which is the widest draw at Bathurst. He's not too... They're not concerned about that draw either. Just basically, you know, the horse will just have to be driven a bit more aggressively at the start. But Shane said, you know, the horse likes to run a fast mile, and we certainly saw that when he won the Sapling Stakes, Simon, at Menangle last month. He became the fastest two-year-old we've ever seen in the Southern Hemisphere. He went 151.6 on that occasion, which is just mind-boggling for a two-year-old to run those kind of times. And, yeah, Shane said, you know, the horse, when he won his heat last week, he was just jogging, and he still had about 3 or 4 seconds up his sleeve, they think. So, yeah, he's certainly, I think, deserves that favouritism.
And as far as the miners go, it looks like he'll probably clinch the final there and the Gold Crown. As far as the miners go, who else do you sort of rate a chance to?
Yeah, look, you know, anything else could happen. You know, Cast Long Shadow was the winner of its heat. So was Stone Cracker. And Stone Cracker has been probably, would probably be the next best, in my opinion, from the David Hewitt camp. He finished second first up, then came out and won his heat, which was quite impressive. So, yeah, he'd probably be the next best, in my opinion.
And as well as the rest of the races on the night go, we've got the couple of Group 2s on, the Gold Bracelet for the three-year-old fillies and the Chalice for the Colts and Geldings. Who do you like out of this lot?
Yeah, I really like... So for the Bracelet, we have last year's Gold Tiara winner, Don't Think Twice. She's back for revenge. So, yeah, and she impressively won her heat last week. So I think she's certainly informed to win the three-year-old edition of the Gold Series, which is the Bracelet. And you also have she's Sugar Sweet for Blake Fitzpatrick. She obviously won the Wagga Oaks 3 starts back, so she's certainly in form. And as for the Chalice, it's a really strong lineup. We've got last year's Gold Crown winner, Astride, in there. And then we have the likes of Conviction and Warden Express, who are all impressive in their heats as well. But, yeah, certainly think the Chalice is a much more open race. And, yeah, some very nice fillies in the Gold Bracelet as well. I think the Chalice is the more open race.
And tonight at Bathurst, Amanda, the consolation to be run.
Yes, there's a few consolations of the silver consolations to be run of the editions of the races. I had just had a chat to Jared Outchen, actually, who is taking up a horse tonight for one of the fillies consolations. He's got Our Ideal Lady, and he's quite confident with her tonight. She's in race 6. And he said she was just really unlucky in her heat and should run a better race. She finished second first up at Menangle in a mile rate of 156. So he's got a big opinion of this filly. So hopefully he's looking for some better luck.
So that's Bathurst coming up tonight and then again on Saturday. Now, you've got an update for us on the pace at Tingira Beach.
Yeah, so Tingira Beach, he's for those listeners that aren't too familiar with him, you know, he's a three-year-old. He's won over $100,000 from just 9 starts. He's won 5 races. One of his main feature victories was the Vic Bred Super Series, and he's trained by Shane and Lauren Tritton. And yeah, he's just come through a really bad time. They had the horse castrated and he ended up getting complications from that. And so they sent him off to the vets. And while he was at the vets, he ended up getting a bout of colic, which he ended up needing surgery for. So he started recovering from that. And then he developed laminitis and is just recovering from that as well now. So he's back at the barn, back at the stables of Shane and Lauren Tritton's. But he will be on the sidelines for some time. But hopefully the worst is over for its connection. For the horse's connections, chatting with Shane yesterday, he said, you know, he had to fix up the horse, like change the horse's feed. The horse can't have any sugar in his feed with the current condition he has. So, it's been a big thing for the stable. I know that was a bit touch and go there at some stages, but yeah, hopefully the horse is going to come through it okay.
Yeah, he's been through the wars by the sounds, I think. So. Hopefully a bit of time and a bit of rest on the sideline will bring him back. That's Tingira Beach. Now, a couple of milestones have been brought up, both in the training and the driving world this week.
Yeah, most certainly. So it's all sort of happening at once, as it always does. Young driver Stuart McDonald, he grabbed his 200th winner, which was brought up at Menangle on Tuesday. He won with Compton Street. And Stuart now, he's basing himself here in Sydney as a freelance driver. He's actually Kiwi, but he spent 5 years over in WA working for a couple of trainers there. And for the last couple of seasons, he's been the leading junior driver in Western Australia and is amongst the top 10 drivers in that state. So he's certainly, it's nice to see a driver of his experience and his driving ranks over here in New South Wales. Talking about young drivers, Chris Geary brought up his 300th winner just the other day, and so did Jared Ouchen. But in his instance, it was his 300th training winner. And, you know, we mentioned in last week's podcast, Simon, that his younger brother Ricky just drove 300 winners. So, pretty nice to see the two Ouchen brothers snare 300 winners each. And another milestone that we had during the week was young driver Brad Elder. He nabbed his 100th winner in the sulky. So there's certainly some young talents here in New South Wales on the harness racing scene.
And here in New South Wales, these Friday afternoon Menangle meetings continue this week. We've got a couple of features, the Keystone Dell Trotters Cup, as well as the Canadian Club Pace.
Yeah, we sure do. So, this is the last of the Metropolitan meetings on a Friday afternoon. So as of the following week, April 1, April Fool's Day, Metro Racing at Menangle will return to Saturday nights again. But, yeah, this Friday night, Friday afternoon, I should say, a really big meeting with that Group 2 Keystone Dell Trotters Cup. The favourite for that race is Our Over and Over. He ran a really gutsy second to On Thunder Road last week. And, I think he can take home the cash here in this feature race. Also, there's fixed odds open for race 8 on the card, which is a free-for-all. And currently, Tiger Tara is the favourite for Kevin Pizzuto and Todd McCarthy. But, yeah, it's a pretty open race, Simon.
Yeah, I saw the young cup winner, Spare Me Days, in that free-for-all. You think it's any chance in that lineup?
Most certainly. You know, so there's already scratching in that race. The 2 match point has been scratched. So Spare Me Days will come out of barrier 3. And, you know, he won the young cup. He was 3 back the pegs and you know, got a dream run to beat a horse like Yaya's Hotspot, who just raced in a miracle mile. So, yeah, I think he's certainly a strong chance, might be the value for the race. Then you've got horses like Clancy's Fobwatch, who's finished out of the money his last few starts, but he's been racing consistently well and running some good times. You also have the likes of Mr. Brazil and A Passion for Aces, who's been very competitive in the claiming ranks, but running, you know, free for all time. So, yeah, it's certainly a top race to finish the card off with at 5:37. So, yeah, pretty good time for Friday afternoon.
Absolutely. Good stuff. Thanks very much, Amanda. I look forward to those couple of Group 1s at Bathurst on Saturday night.
Yeah, I can't wait either. So me too, Simon.
Enjoy the week ahead. I'll catch you next Wednesday.
Sounds good.